Gavin McInnes is back with his all-new online network, freespeech.tv. Gavin McInnes, Joe Biggs, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Soph, all at freespeech.tv.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Dark days for the globalist. Across the planet, humanity is awakening to the corporate tyranny and the globalist alliance with communist China. Patriots have elected presidents and prime ministers and other key leaders to positions from Brazil to Germany, from Russia to Japan, in the fight against the New World Order. But the powerful megabanks who stole the trillions of dollars they now control are fighting back. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this October 27th, 2019 worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. It has been said many times that if Trump came out with the cure for cancer, mainstream, enemy of the people, corporate media would say that that was a bad thing. Well, Obama and Hillary, in Trump's own words, it's true. Senator Paul's exposed it. Senator Cruz has exposed it. The Pentagon's exposed it. Obama and Hillary were the co-founders of ISIS. That was just a collection of Al-Qaeda, Wahhabis, Saudi Arabian funded, taking over Syria in an invasion launched 8 years ago. And Trump, along with the Russians and others, our own military, have removed them. And the deep state is very upset that their precious Islamic state is in trouble. So al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, is killed yesterday. We learned about it this morning. He's killed in northern Syria. And we have a compilation we're putting together right now. It's up on Infowars.com. Bunch of clips. We're putting them together right now. We'll have it at the end of next segment. Openly decrying it and saying Trump's bad. And the Washington Post wrote a editorial piece or an obituary praising al-Baghdadi. I'm telling you, folks, the globalists hate America. And their entire team is made up of a collection of groups and organizations sworn to destroy us because of our Christian ethos they fear could return. Like a typhoon smashing their systems. Let's play a few clips of the president talking about this today.
Last night was a great night for the United States and for the world. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you. I want to thank the soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines involved in last night's operation. You are the very best there is anywhere in the world. No matter where you go, there is nobody even close. I want to thank General Mark Milley and our Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I also want to thank our professionals who work in other agencies of the United States government and were critical to the mission's unbelievable success. Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Is dead. He was the founder and leader of ISIS, the most ruthless and violent terror organization anywhere in the world. The United States has been searching for Baghdadi for many years. Capturing or killing Baghdadi has been the top national security priority of my administration. U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. The U.S. personnel.
We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, put in charge of Syria by Obama and Hillary, got killed last night. And the entire corporate enemy of the American people media is now viciously attacking the president and praising him as a scholar, as a saint. I'm not kidding. These are words they used in the Washington Post. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are taking their mask off. Here's some of the footage of the raid as they destroyed the compound he was in before going in and identifying the dead body. And more of that coming up. It's all on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. Here are the headlines. Trump approves special ops raid targeting ISIS leader Baghdadi. Military says he's dead. Compilation. Media, Democrats bash Trump over killing of ISIS leader. Infowars.com. There's like seven different clips. We're putting them together right now. We'll be playing them either at the end of this segment or next segment. Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice downplays Trump's killing of ISIS leader. Says it's not mission accomplished. Wow, you're the ones that actually created ISIS on record. Washington Post honors ISIS leader al-Baghdadi as religious scholar in obituary. Called him pious and dedicated. And I mean, this is just sick. Trump says he didn't notify Congress of Baghdadi raid out of fears for leaks. Remember 2 years ago, some of those special forces raids and ISIS was waiting? Turned out. Leftists inside the CIA were leaking it. Told you. Again, it's all up on Infowars.com. MSNBC, NBC bemoans Trump taking victory lap after killing ISIS leader. Didn't take a victory lap. He said, good job to the military. What, is he supposed to say nothing happened, not tell anybody? He was being left. Baghdadi was being left alone by the globalists and others in that area of Syria. Trump has stepped aside and had him destroyed. He's ending what Obama and Hillary started. They're on record creating ISIS with Saudi Arabia and launching those attacks. Trump staged a coup operation inside Saudi Arabia last year and removed the ISIS Al-Qaeda backers and told Saudi Arabia, if you do it again, I'm going to kill the leader of Saudi Arabia. We're going to remove you. And they jumped and clicked their heels and said, yes, sir. Because the globalists put Saudi Arabia in power. The British Empire did 90 years ago. Officially in 1931, but they were set up by about 1905 as an army to take over the Middle East. And all of that's being ended. All of that's being deconstructed right now. So we're going to play these clips. We're going to break it all down for you today. Folks have said if Trump found a cure for cancer, people would be mad at him and say that he was a bad guy. If Trump found a leprechaun that crapped gold cufflinks for everybody, the left would say it was terrible. In fact, there's the meme. Trump cures cancer. Curing cancer is racist. We have the right to die from cancer. Democrats are outraged. You joke about this stuff, but they're really angry. I mean, I was saying 2.5 years ago, they're trying to crash the economy. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates when they never did it under Obama to kill the recovery so people don't vote for Trump in the midterms, don't vote for Republicans coming up in the midterms than Trump in 2020. Now the Democrats admitted on TV, Pelosi, all of them, Chuck Schumer, Bill Maher. They admit they're trying to plunge the economy so you don't like Trump and don't like Americana. It's incredible. So al-Baghdadi gets killed. And wait till we play these clips. Susan Rice, all of them. It's amazing. Yeah, there's Mar. I'm hoping for a crashing economy so we can get rid of Trump. Bring on the recession. This is for a guy worth over $100 million. But hey, he's not the worst of the left. At least he supports free speech and has defended me. Guess who else came out? Talked about InfoWars. Kanye West. I know Kanye's a listener. We've almost got him on the show, but his security stopped him from it. You know, they threw him in a mental institution when he voted for Trump for 2 weeks. And the guy's far from mentally ill, very talented. And we're very close to getting Kanye West on the show, I can tell you that. But he did come out and talk about going Alex Jones level. So that clip is going to be coming up a little bit later to show how the InfoWar is really breaking out there. And folks now know that it's like the Voldemort word to use it, but the good Voldemort. It's the name you're not supposed to use, so everybody's using it now. Coming up, Beto O'Rourke said in Texas he doesn't want to confiscate the guns, just ban all the semi-autos. Then he said, oh, I am going to confiscate them. Then he went, well, I don't mean you have to, just please turn them in. Then he said he never said that. Well, now he's gone on TV again and said, we are coming door to door, and if you don't turn them in, we're going to kill you. That clip is coming up as well. It's up on InfoWars.com. All those years we tried to explain that they want your guns, and once they register them, they'll take them. They've done it all over the world. And it was all those big national pieces that I'm lying. No one wants your guns. When everywhere Democrats are in control, they totally ban them. Every Democrat-controlled city, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois. Do I need to keep listing the names? Total gun bans for citizens. All over Europe, all over the world, used to have guns, now no guns. England used to have guns, now no guns. Crime rates go up. And now they're just out in the open. All the Democrat candidates on the stage saying, we're going to confiscate all your guns, including Tulsi. Who's good on a lot of stuff, but not on that. That's coming up. And then they announced on Friday, got almost no attention, criminal investigations are now underway, which have already been underway, we told you, of the Democrats and the attempted coup against Trump and the fake Russiagate. We had Roger Stone on exclusive Worldwide Friday. That's coming out. We've got Inside Baseball for you. Huge, huge, huge. Remind me, crew. I just put it on the board so I don't forget. It's no teleprompter, but there is a big TV, a black screen TV over here. We had a document cam that where they put reminders for me, like go to the calls or your guest is ready or don't forget this. I'm asking, put a note up there because I tend to forget that I need to give you the inside baseball on that. Last segment of the hour, I'll do that, please, because there's no real producer here. I mean, I'm the guy that produces it. They're sub-producers. But I've got to remind them sometimes to to remind me to cover things I say I am. So thank you, guys. I need a producer, actually, that's in charge. We've got some great ones, but more and more, I just my brain goes in so many directions. I need somebody that I meet with. I say, this is my plan. Now make me follow it, but we'll see. We'll get into the latest on the attempts to take the president out, the ongoing coup. I mean, talk about sensational. We're living in amazing times right now. That's all coming up. Comey says he's not worried at all. I'm not worried about a single thing. A defiant Comey brushes off DOJ criminal investigation. We've got video of that. That's coming up. Impeachment panel threatens contempt of officials. Defy subpoenas. I guess they've never heard of separation of powers. That's all coming up. And, of course, first I'll play the clip of the compilation next segment. We do have it now where they promise to confiscate all your guns, and also the other compilation where they are demonizing Trump for taking out the leader of ISIS that the Washington Post is now praising. It's all on InfoWars.com. It's all on NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today on this live Global Sunday show that's not even supposed to exist. We're supposed to be off the air. We're supposed to be shut down. But thanks to you, we're on hundreds of radio stations and TV stations and reaching record-size audiences at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com on our own streams, our own video feeds, our own audio feeds, thanks to you spreading the links. Record-size audiences for InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but crippled when it comes to Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. That's why we've got band.video, not a blackballed URL yet, where you can share the live feed of band.video and where you can share the archive of the full shows and the other great shows we host and produce and all our other great reporters out in the field in Europe and the U.S. and all over the world. It's all at band.video, including the exclusive Roger Stone Breaks His Silence massive interview from Friday that, believe me, the system does not want you to see and that Google's trying to block. Okay, when we come back, we've got the compilation of the traitorous globalist media demonizing Trump for killing al-Baghdadi. We'll be right back on the other side of the most banned, demonized transmission in the world because we tell the truth.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, October 27th, 2019. And there's not supposed to be a people's media. There's not supposed to be a pro-America radio, TV network. There's not supposed to be people there to call out corporate mainstream media that's globalist and Chi-Com owned, telling us how much America sucks and telling us how bad we are and telling us the president didn't do a good job having the military take out the ISIS leader. No, he's a horrible person. He's supposed to stay in Syria where Obama and Hillary tried to take out the government and tried to turn it over to Al-Qaeda, who set up an Islamic state. Well, one of bin Laden's former top guys is dead now. Washington Post changes al-Baghdadi obituary headline after calling ISIS leader austere religious scholar. Austere. Even the Hill's reporting on that now. Austere religious scholar. You know that under Obama and under Hillary and under Merkel, she headed up the State Department, Hillary did, and under what's happening in the UK, they would bring back former ISIS fighters and let them come back into the United States and Europe and England, the UK. Obama funded the Arab Spring. Obama funded the attempted Islamic takeover through his cousin Odinga in Kenya. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go to this compilation. It's posted on InfoWars.com in a very important article. Video compilation, corporate establishment media, Democrats bash Trump over killing of ISIS leader. This is Don Lemon. This is Chris Cuomo. This is Susan Rice. This is all of them up there bashing this. Here it is.
Not wanting to go through the main door because that was booby-trapped. And there was something really amazing to see. I got to watch it along with General Milley, Vice President Pence, others in the Situation Room. And we watched it so clearly.
How did you watch this?
Well, I don't want to say how, but we had absolutely perfect, as though you were watching a movie. It was that in the technology there alone is really great.
Bothered me a little bit, some of what the president did in providing detail about taking back to the United States pieces of Baghdadi's body. It bothered me a little bit hearing the president talk about that some of that Syrian oil being ours, right? Because that's what inspires some extremists.
I wonder here if this type of killing only reinforces the ideology of Baghdadi's followers.
It's Trump's fault.
And in fact, strengthens it.
My understanding, interestingly enough, is that that mission was accomplished with information supplied by the Kurds. And as we know, Trump has turned his back and betrayed the Kurds.
Samantha, overnight, this news of the raid, the president obviously speaking at great length, sharing incredible detail about this mission in Syria. What strikes you? What stands out to you?
Well, this is obviously a major accomplishment, but from a counterterrorism perspective, the president's engagement with the media on this, Brian, is pretty surprising to me. This is a high-risk period. Immediately after a special operation like this, there is increased risk of retaliatory attacks and risk to human sources on the ground in Syria, for example. The level of detail that President Trump went into that press conference increases the risk to sources that may still be on the ground. It's really unprecedented when you think about how much detail he actually went into.
And you saying it's irresponsible?
I think it is irresponsible. I think it put sources at risk, and it's unnecessary at this point. He could have been much more succinct in what he said. typically you have all these talking points scrubbed by the intelligence community to make sure that they don't have the unintended impact of inspiring more attacks. He did try to preclude any image of Baghdadi as a martyr by describing him, I think, as a whimpering dog and a coward and that sort of thing.
Right.
But it's clear that while the intelligence community played a very big role in implementing this raid, it does not appear he's listening to them in terms of how to manage its aftermath.
What is your reaction to the death of al-Baghdadi?
Well, obviously, it's a major milestone, and it's one that we all should be welcoming, quite plainly. But it doesn't mean that the fight against ISIS is over, and it doesn't mean that we can declare mission accomplished and just walk away. What we've seen time and time again in this part of the world is that when the pressure is relieved on terrorist organizations, whether al-Qaeda or ISIS, they are able to reconstitute. So we need to be vigilant. We need to maintain a minimal presence in order to ensure that the pressure stays on ISIS and they don't come back roaring.
The president also said in his remarks that he planned or wanted to release some video of those last few moments of Baghdadi's life that he repeatedly characterized, called him a dog, whimpering, crying. He wanted ISIS's followers to see him like that.
Margaret, this is
would you advise this?
This is piling on. This one of the one part of the president's remarks that did bother me was this continual piling on of humiliation. Of a little bit of that is appropriate, but you're sending a signal to some of his followers around the world that could cause
him. Pause for a minute. We're going to play a clip when we come back of, or maybe even now, of Obama when they said they killed bin Laden, which was a fake raid. It's come out. I had former counterterrorism expert, one of the founders of Delta Force, Dr. Steve Pachinik, on, who said before bin Laden had already died of kidney failure that they had his body on ice. They would later roll this out. The SEALs reportedly killed a body double that lived there by the military base in Pakistan. That's why Trump's going to release video, because this is real. Trump's really getting us out of these wars. Trump's really trying to bring the economy back. Trump's really beating China in a trade war. And so that's why they're so scared. And then for the very Democrats and deep staters and globalists that overthrew Gaddafi, put al-Qaeda in charge there, took the weapons, invaded Syria, bragged about it, destabilized the whole Middle East and North Africa, to turn around and say that Trump's going to cause terror when the so-called terrorists say they're attacking us, and really that a lot of them are globalists handled, they're a bunch of cowards, because we're in the Middle East. But the truth is, the globalists have been working with Saudi Arabia to turn the world over to radical Islam, and Trump is actually fighting it. He's not playing games. And getting our military out of the Middle East is exactly what we need to do. Then if they attack us, we blow the living hell out of them, ladies and gentlemen. But we have to pivot to communist China. That is the main area. That full compilation, there's even more of it, is on InfoWars.com. There were a bunch of separate videos. I've had our guys add them all together into one seven-minute video. You saw about 5 minutes of it. It's being posted right down to the article on InfoWars.com. Compilation, media, Democrats bash Trump over killing of ISIS leader. You've got to share the article, and you've got to share the video. And again, we have the Washington Post praising him as an austere scholar, just this wonderful religious leader. These people are sick. You heard them talking about how mean it is, talking about killing him, how it's going to get us attacked. These are the people that have been working with Islamic State. These are the people that have been opening the borders of Europe and the United States and everywhere else to the jihadis, most of them military-age men. It's sick. It's been the patriots and America and Trump and our military under real leadership that's been stopping it. And Russia has been heavily involved, wiping out radical Islamists that are attacking Europe and Russia as well. Let's give credit where credit is due. And that's pissing the deep state off. And you know McCain's rolling in his dirty grave. He was instrumental in helping ISIS and al-Qaeda overthrow Syria, but he failed. We'll be back with even bigger breaking news. Stay with us.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. last August, after years of painstaking work by our
intelligence
community.
When Obama made those claims many years ago,
it was far from certain.
The corporate-controlled media was in ecstasy. They were stuck on orgasm for about a month. It was as if Obama was the second coming of Christ. A magical leprechaun showering us all with diamonds and rubies and gold. But Trump comes out and has proof. That's why they're going to release the video of him hiding like a weasel down in a hole, taking his children with him and blowing them up. There's video of all this. And the media is attacking Trump for saying he died like a cowardly dog. Which, I don't know why people always say like a dog. It's an old-fashioned saying, I guess, without respect or something. Dogs have a lot of courage, usually. It was a dog going in to get him. I don't think I really agree with maybe he died like a cowardly demonic spider, taking three children with him. I mean, I'm not going to just sit here and agree with Trump. I think that's an honor to call the guy a dog. I want to be thought of as dog-like, loyal, strong, attentive, focused, ready to fight. When you think of courage, you think of a dog. My youngest daughter has a poster my mom gave her on her first birthday hanging on the wall from like the 1920s. It's an image of, it says courage, and it's a cartoon of a dog jumping in a lake to save a little girl. But I'm not trying to quibble here. The point is, how dare Trump criticize this guy? It'll make him attack us more. What a sick joke, ladies and gentlemen. When it's the left worldwide, from Merkel to Obama, bringing these people into our countries. He reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased them down and then detonated the suicide vest, killing himself and three of his children. In fact, let's find that clip. I want to play that. Maybe we should play Trump's whole speech on this. He was a sick and depraved man, the president added, and now he's gone. So I guess he died just like Joseph Goebbels with his children. Joseph Goebbels poisoned his children with cyanide. I guess this guy blew his children up. But the big news is they're attacking Trump for this and saying he politicized it. When Obama specifically greenlighted the Navy to have all these movies made, to have all this propaganda put out, and of course, the Navy SEALs said, man, it looks like that guy we killed didn't look like bin Laden. He looked a lot like him. And as they began to learn that they hadn't killed him, biggest loss of Navy SEALs in Navy history, they put him on helicopters soon thereafter and fly him out. And then the helicopter blows up with a bomb on board. Remember all that? And I was told that by Navy SEALs back at the time. Another reason I absolutely hate my guts inside the whole globalist confab. So they went out there to a real raid right next to the National Military Academy in Pakistan where the bin Laden body double lived, and they did indeed kill him. But it wasn't Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden had died many years earlier from Marfan syndrome, and we, of course, broke that many, many years before. Totally fake. Remember, this is Obama caught staging all these other fake events time and time and time again and lying about what really happened at Benghazi and that criminal stand down as well. So I want to open the phones up in the second hour, specifically on the Sunday edition for first-time callers. We'll give first-time callers a chance today, especially military or others that want to comment on what just happened and what you think of MSM, Enemy of the People, demonizing and coming out after the president across the board. If you just joined us, I played part of a long compilation of all the usual suspects saying that Trump politicized this, that Trump's bad, that Trump's terrible. I want to give you a chance to respond to that and give us your take on it. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And then after you give me your take on that, because I'm really interested to hear it, what you think's coming next, we told you that about a month and a half ago, the Justice Department Deputy AG said, we are not going to overturn a judgment by a U.S. attorney for an indictment against former FBI director McCabe. That'd be the first time a sitting FBI director, someone that did sit as FBI director, even though he was a deputy, would that have happened? And the fact that they said no to overturning that means he's been indicted. And it means this has been a criminal investigation for a long time. Well, that was all confirmed Friday, that it's a criminal investigation going on for really a year. Durham's whole investigation, but there's several others. I told you over a year ago, it's New York, it's Maryland, it's D.C., it's Virginia, it's Connecticut, and several other states have criminal investigations. And that's been in the news, that there are grand juries of both types, both informational and indictment grand juries open. That's been in the Associated Press. I've read it where it's confirmed. I've talked to lawyers involved. And people still can't believe it's really going on. But 2 weeks ago, Giuliani was on Fox News, and he said, no, within 2 weeks, you will see action. And it happened. That was a Thursday. He said within 2 weeks, and that Thursday night's when that broke in the Wall Street Journal. That was last Thursday night. We covered it Friday here on the Friday weekday show. So I want to get your take on that. Breaking Barr Durham investigation is now officially a criminal investigation. And that's why the deep state is freaking out. What do you think they're going to do to counter this? You know, Comey, we'll play that video when we come back as well. He's running around acting like he's super, super confident. And that everything's fine, everything's good. I'm not worried about a single thing. A defiant Comey brushes off DOJ criminal investigation. And then we're also going to get to Beto O'Rourke. Let's just play that clip now. Saying, yes, we will come to your house. We will take your guns. Because all the Democratic candidates agree with this. This is who they are. It's who they've always been. Now they're just being honest. So another thing we've been totally vindicated on, here it is.
For anyone who does not and is caught in possession or seen in possession of one of these weapons of war, one of these instruments of terror, that weapon will be taken from them and they will be fined. And if they should persist in continuing to use and to buy these weapons, then there will be other consequences in the criminal code.
So we've got about 200 million gun owners roughly in the country. Most of them own about 5 guns, so good luck with that. All that would do is cause a civil war, which is what they're looking for and is what they want. Now, I said, coming back in the next segment, I'm going to get into the ongoing coup and the criminal investigation into it. It's not just into Russiagate. That was the criminal coup. And they've got a new criminal coup going with the whole Ukraine situation, but the wheels have come off on that spectacularly. But you're not going to see that in the mainstream media. I'm going to cover that. And the whole Star Chamber events that are going on. And then next hour, your calls at 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And by the way, if you disagree with me, you're welcome to call in. If you think it's terrible what Trump did and the military did, killing the leader of ISIS. Not a lot of leftists are really upset about this. You're welcome to call in. And if you think that it's good they're trying to crash the economy to punish Trump supporters, then please call us. Or if you think it's good to impeach Trump, please call us, too. Go to the head of the line, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. First-time callers tonight on the Sunday transmission. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So here is the former disgraced FBI director who said before Congress he'd never leaked to anybody. And then it turned out he was the master leaker of disinformation. Here's the guy that oversaw the criminal investigation of the president that was illegal because it wasn't done properly, that he lied to the president and Congress about. Here he is in a giant confidence act on national television saying everything's fine. It's from ZeroHedge.com. Here it is.
important way he can do that is give us transparency. I'm not worried about a single thing in connection with any of the matters under investigation. Gather the facts, write a report, and share it with the American people. Please do that. Because all stuff in the media with the Attorney General saying stuff doesn't just jibe, is an attack on the integrity of the institution, which he is supposed to be leading. The way to protect that is show the folks the facts. Lay it out. Don't drip it out. Don't leak it out. Give it out. And I'm confident that when the American people see the picture of why we did what we did, their confidence in the institution will be maintained, restored, and protected.
Now, on Saturday, Robert Barnes and I filed a special report that's at band.video that we're not going to play all of it here today, but it's extremely powerful. The headline on it is, Rats Leave the Sinking Ship. Deep staters turn against Hillary and Obama. And in it, we show you the articles and the reports where there's not just criminal investigations by the DOJ into Comey and McCabe and Mueller and Strzok and Page and Orr and all the rest of the angry Democrats. You now have the FBI's chief counsel, the head lawyer of the FBI, James Baker, confirmed, it's in the DC News, he's confirmed it, a cooperating witness with all of this. So that's why the headline at band.video is Rats Leave the Sinking Ship. In fact, there's a headline on InfoWars.com today that has a live feed of this show. I'm going to have our writer that's out there, Jamie White, add to that live feed article the special report that Barnes filed. When I say I filed it, too, I was up here working with him on it with some of the research. Very important, very detailed. It's a 30-minute report. You need to see it. You need to share it. We've got a headline on InfoWars, All Hell is Breaking Loose. Well, let's add that video, Rats Leave the Sinking Ship, to that. So listeners that didn't see it can see it and then share it because it lays all of it out. And I'm getting to some of it, obviously, right now, but it's at band.video. And the headline is Rats Leave the Sinking Ship. We can just go to band.video, click it. We can show TV viewers right there. Yeah, it's right there on the side carousel. Exactly. Just dead ahead right there. Just go. This is fun. I'm enjoying this. Just open up. Right there, you see Roger Stone, exclusive emergency message to Trump, right in the middle. And then right beside it, you see Robert Barnes sitting there in studio. That is the video right there. Rats Leave the Sinking Ship. And I don't know why band.video on a TV screen pulls up wider format than it should be. That's a bug we're working on. But let's try to minimize that for everybody on air if we can. Just minimize that for everybody. I'll show it on my phone. That's, there it is. Okay. Rats leave sinking ship. Deep staters flip against Obama and Hillary. So that's the big enchilada report that you want to share. And look, it's only got 92,931 views. Yeah, that's great for band.video. But if that was on YouTube before they banned everything we talk about, everything we do, you'd have 10 million views right now. And that's why they don't want us there. So again, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Sunday show, it is absolutely critical that you realize that this is not a spectator sport. They admit they're coming for your guns. They admit they're coming for your children. They admit they're coming for everything to dominate and control the nation. Globalism is a bunch of private corporations above the law, tax exempt, offshore, that believe they can capture and take control of nation states and use our openness as a tool against us. But if we simply become aware of what they're doing and say no to it and get involved and get informed, it's game over. Now let's pull back for a moment and let's talk about this, because it's so over-the-top key. We're told 5 weeks ago that there's a Ukraine whistleblower It's like the dossiers, this cool name, this cool word. The dossier itself was fake, written up by Democrats. They paid themselves tens of millions of dollars to cook up the fraudulent piece of garbage. And then we hear, oh, there's another person that backs up the whistleblower. That person says, oh, it was a third party too. And now we're not going to hear from the whistleblower in Congress, as I predicted 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, because none of it's real, none of it's true. It's all just innuendo. And then they have hearings, and Schiff, the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, reads a fake transcript of the president and doesn't tell people for 30 minutes it's fake till later. And other fake transcripts are put on the news. Other fake transcripts are pumped out everywhere. So now they're having secret events. Now they're having the Democrat run House is having closed door meetings where no questions can be asked and the Republicans aren't let in. And then Schiff can just make up whatever he wants and then put out statements about what was found. Oh, bombshell, they confirm it all. It's all real. And it's all a bunch of never Trumpers who go, well, actually, I heard from an unnamed third party. Trump said, you've got to give me something if I give you something. But the actual transcript and all the witnesses say that's not true. And I don't know if it's true. So there's this imaginary witness that no one can question, no one can see. And now the whistleblower can't be talked to. As I predicted when this all broke, it doesn't exist. It's them all just making it up, but never saying who first said it. So they don't get charged with making the false statements to the FBI and Congress and others. It's a desperate criminal attempt, coup 2.0. And here's what the president had to say about it on Friday.
As you know, there's been a long-term look-see, and it looks like it's becoming very serious from what I'm hearing. Investigate the investigators, whether it's Strzok and Page, whether it's Clapper, and whether it's Comey and all of these people, because terrible things went on for our country. And we have a great attorney general, highly prestigious man, a very honorable man. And they've been looking at it for a long time. I can't tell you what's happening. I will tell you this. I think you're going to see a lot of really bad things. And a lot of people think that, and they know they have problems because they were very dishonest. And again, I leave it all up to the Attorney General. And I leave it all up to the people that are working with the Attorney General, who I don't know. But I will say this. I think you'll see things that nobody would have believed.
Robert Barnes here with a special Saturday breaking news report and information.
Again,
deep insight.
Dynamite 30-minute report. No ads in it. Dynamite. 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 He just, top constitutional lawyer, huge inside Justice Department sources, also famous criminal lawyer, Wesley Snipes lawyer, you name it. He's got so many experts, and he lays out the admissions of the criminal investigation, and that the head lawyer for the FBI is now a cooperating witness against them. This is so massive. It's at band.video, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget all the live feeds to share for InfoWars or InfoWars.com/show. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with your phone calls, and so much more. I haven't even scratched the surface. Wait till you hear what Soros said. It's the craziest thing yet. It's incredible. It ties so many things together. At 6 after next hour, I'm going to hit that and then go to your calls. But first, just briefly, got my Lime Topo Chico here. They're not sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. That's just what I'm here drinking. And what do I do at least once a day? Take a couple drops of X2 or X3. They're both different types of iodine. They're both amazing. Put a couple little droppy whoppies in. And boy, does it give me stamina, focus, libido, energy? Woo! Took that up a little bit too much. It is so good. And you can drink it in anything. I used to drink it in just water or mineral water. And ladies and gentlemen, learn about the iodine conspiracy. Just type in iodine deficiency, lower IQ, iodine deficiency, health effects. And China puts it in their water, and now their IQ just explodes and explodes out of tens of millions of autistic, retarded children caused from it. Even the New York Times admits that. We've got the iodine challenge at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, X3, 60% off individually or together. And with BioTrue Selenium, they all fuse together, and it supports the InfoWar. We got a huge mega sale that has to end very, very soon. So take advantage of it today at InfoWarsStore.com and find out about iodine. Think our info's powerful? Try our supplements. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I'm not doing this to create a cliffhanger. I said I'd hit the Soros news at 6 after, but I don't want to make callers hold. I'm going to go to callers this segment and the next and the next. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to hit the Soros news. You know why I'm going to do that? I had highlighted 4 different articles at my house today, and then I realized just now that I had forgotten to bring those. And so I have to reread at least 2 of the articles, or I won't have time to cover it in one segment. I was just trying during that 2-minute break to read 2 of the articles, and I just didn't have time to highlight them both. So that's why I'm not going to cover it in a few minutes, because I'm not ready. I just can't do it. Sorry. I kind of overprepare sometimes and then do things like forget the research. I mean, like a third of the time, I just had papers everywhere and just phone calls and just, I'm not complaining. It's crazy. And I don't want to just tell you what Soros is up to. I want you to hear it from him, because I was intending Friday when all this broke after I got, went off air to cover it. Barnes covered it some Saturday to, get to it, and then, boom, I got sent a video through a friend that a listener put together of Soros talking about being a Nazi collaborator, and just the way they put it together from 60 Minutes, you've all probably seen the video, but the way he put it together is extremely informative. So I'll do that at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll continue with calls in the fifth segment. But the second and third segment are coming up, and I will go to your calls then. In fact, I'll go to some calls right now. Sean, Khalid, Michael, Chris, Donna, Matt, Danny, Steve, BJ, Jimmy, we're going to go to all of you. Steve from Idaho, you're up first. Give us your take on the whole situation with this raid taking out al-Baghdadi. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I knew this day would come sooner or later, man. Listen.
Well, I'm blessed to talk to you, brother. What do you think about Trump? What do you think about the media attacking him for the military, killing al-Baghdadi?
Oh, my God. Listen, man, I've been talking to people about this situation for so many years. I have known that Obama, Hillary, and McCain created ISIS. People used to think I was absolutely out of my mind. But, you know, so much of that I was getting from you. Alex, I got to tell you, man, I don't care what anybody has ever said about you. You have red-pilled more human beings than anybody on planet Earth, and God bless you. Everything you stand for, everything you've done, you are the best, man. I mean, it's the absolute truth. And when I heard you today with this live call and you encouraged people to call in, I said, that's it, man. I'm just going to break down. I got to tell you, look, I owe it to you. I have a YouTube channel that is very successful. You told us, you know, back during the campaign, I got to tell you one little quick story. Just bear with me 1 second. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars every day for three hours a day. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Let me tell you, Alex, I did a YouTube video probably about 2 years ago, and the title was Alex Jones and InfoWars Saved My Life. And I tell you, it was parasites. Listen, man, if there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense and take it.
Steve in Idaho, don't hang up. We're back in 60 seconds. I know you wanted to get into Clinton and Obama and all that, but I want to finish up with this Living Defense because it's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're taking phone calls. Steve's our first caller. Retired Marine says that Clinton and Obama McCain connections to ISIS. It's a fact. They literally ran the damn thing and protected it. Now MSM's mad at Trump for send the military did a great job killing the leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi. We already played that compilation last hour. If you just tuned in, believe me, you got to go see the Washington Post praising al-Baghdadi as an austere, good religious leader. Those are quotes. And these compilations of them attacking Trump, saying he shouldn't have taken a victory lap for the military. Obama and the bin Laden killing, I mean, that was like went on for months. So it's getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting really crazy. But look, I'm not trying to infomercial here. I did like a one-minute plug at the end of the last hour. But Steve called in and was talking about, if you just joined us, how he was in the VA really sick. Nothing was working. He got a bottle of Living Defense that doesn't just flush out the big parasites. It's designed to go after all the microscopic ones. And, folks, this I thought would be our best-selling product. I mean, it sold some, but this is the strongest, best, natural, herbal compound that'll flush your guts out, okay? And then we've got the MycoZX that gets out the candida, the mold, the yeast. Because people take probiotics, that's great. You know, the good bacteria, because as you get older, a lot of the good bacteria are flushed out. You take antibiotics, it kills them all. Or there's other toxic bacteria, you know, that push out the good bacteria. So it's good to have things that are fermented. Or things that have a lot of natural bacteria in them, like yogurt or sauerkraut, pickles. Those are all great sources naturally, but nothing works good like a good probiotic. But you got to have the other thing, like a MycoZX, that flushes out the yeast, the mold, the candida. But then to go after parasites, well, that's Living Defense. And so this is the best you're going to find out there that's over the counter, okay? And if you go places, I don't want to be gross, but if you go places like Cuba, I've been told by everybody that goes there, most beautiful woman you'd ever imagine, but they're begging for dewormer because the government won't produce it or sell it, and people can't get it. And so people are taking dewormer. People go there with the dewormer, and people'll do anything for it. You know, case of cigars, women will whatever, just for, you know, for the dewormer. Pretty gross, right? But that's how it is in communist countries. Well, there's all sorts of stuff out there that the medical system won't tell you about. And so we're not competing with their death traps and what they're doing. We're just saying Living Defense. And so you were talking about what happened just briefly, but this will help a lot of folks. You were saying people, especially military that have been overseas. Tell us about it, Steve.
Well, Alex, I'm telling you, every listener out there should order a couple bottles of this because everybody's got parasites, whether you think you don't or not. If you've ever eaten any kind of seafood, anything like that, obviously you do. Sushi, forget about it. You're riddled with parasites. And I don't know of a better product. And I've done a lot of research since I had this miraculous turnaround in my health. I started looking into it, and there's no better product out there. And I really would like you to see, I'd like to see you bring Dr. Group on maybe again or maybe a little more often because he was fabulous in the way he explained all the different ingredients, you know, the clove and all the different herbs that went into the making of the product. I mean, just fabulous. And I would also say, Alex, in conjunction with that, the X2. I know you talk a lot about the survival shield and the good halogen, but, man, I cannot overemphasize that. When I started using that, I'm 63 going on 20, and you know, the doctors had pretty much given up on me. They didn't think that I would ever make a rebound, and I didn't ever think of myself doing, you know, like calling into your show and talking to you just full of energy and vibrance. And I owe so much of it to InfoWars, man. So I'm just telling everybody out there, get that freaking Living Defense and give it a shot because I don't want to be gross either, Alex, like you always are saying, but you know, what came out of my body was that it amazed me. And that's, you know,
well, I'll tell you, Dr. Group's a great guy, and I'm not at liberty to say what he went through. And I can still get him on the show, but he just went through so much that I just said, look, they're coming after you too hard. His family, after him, they had infiltrators. And I'm not going to tell you what went on, but imagine they can't get me to back down. So imagine what they do to anybody I'm associated with. And that's really the saddest part about this is they didn't just have New York Times infiltrators try to get into here or BuzzFeed infiltrators. He got infiltrators. God bless him. And he dealt with it. But we're dealing with criminal organizations we're fighting. I mean, people don't understand. They're on TV saying Bette Midler, you know, she wishes Rand Paul had been killed. When 6 ribs were broken, it pierced his lung. I knew the inside baseball that he was very, very sick and could have died. I mean, a rib went into his lung, okay, guys? And so, you know, they shot Scalise. It's just hellish. And we've got to defeat these people. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, Dr. Group's amazing. He helped us launch so much of this. Okay, I want to go to more of your calls. I ended up giving that felt like 7-8 minutes, the last segment part of this one. He's great. But I want to get to the other callers. And I want you to tell us how you love the products, and that's great. But we've got to get to the news. I'm not discouraging it, but at the same time, people just need to know that we're not making this up. Just like our information is game-changing, the products are game-changing. And I was actually shocked to see how much Living Defense is on the site. I told you I'm selling out of everything in our stockpile right now just to keep ourselves funded. And Living Defense is $9.95. That's a typo. I guess it's up there. 100% reviews. I happen to know that Living Defense cost us $19 a bottle. So I've been so busy that that's another one of my mistakes right there. They just put it up there. I'm looking at the shopping cart. I'm like, $9.95. I'm going to call my web people, and I'm going to say, $24.95? We need to make $5 on that? So let me explain how this works. I do all the marketing. I'm not market trained here. I go out and get the best products, bring them to you, where the average multivitamin has $5 a product. You know, ours has 15 in it. Or the average CoQ10 or PQQ, you know, might cost $50, but it's got $5 a product in it. They're amazing. Ours has, you know, $30-$40 a product in it. That's what we do. Our colloidal silver is the same stuff they sell at Whole Foods. Their top-end brand. They sell it for $25 all day. We always sell it for $19. It's $9.95 right now. Okay? So that's the level of these products. And they're all the best, ladies and gentlemen. They're all the very best you're going to find anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. So, again, I'm not going to talk about the products anymore because we'll never have time to get to all these calls. We got all bases loaded here. We had this raid killing this ISIS leader. Trump is taking out ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He's not supporting it. He's ended those policies of Obama and Hillary and the deep state helping them that we pioneered exposing this now mainstream news. And so, yes, I believe Trump did this because I've seen Trump really deliver on what he says he'll do and or explain why he can't get it done because he's being blocked. And I told you he'd never really actually support red flag laws. Now he said again today he's not supporting them, but he wants to look into mental health and deal with that. You know the globalists are hopping mad because we're actually taking these groups out, not supporting them, and Saudi Arabia is no longer supporting them. So the whole globalist system of destabilizing the planet by building up dictators and supporting communist China and backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, it's over. It's over. So we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to take your phone calls here. Bam, bam, bam. But I've just got time to give each caller a few minutes here. So we're going to go to Khalid when we come back, and then we're going to go to Sean right through these callers. We've got Chris wants to talk about Roger Stone and marijuana from the interview on Friday. Here's how this works. A lot of times I just have totally open phones. And then sometimes I say, hey, I just want first-time callers so new callers can get on, like that last great caller. And then I'm like, hey, let's talk about the raid. Let's talk about the attempted coup against Trump and the fact that there is now a criminal investigation of the fake Russiagate attempted coup. That's a huge area. But people are calling about other subjects. And I don't want to be mean about it. It's just like, okay, fine, we'll do it, but only a minute on the marijuana subject, okay? But we'll do it. Well, go to Chris in Pennsylvania. I'm not trying to slap you down. I'm just saying I want to just bam, bam, bam. But some of these subjects, you got to explain it to people. You got to lay them out. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. And there's so much more that I haven't gotten to yet. Wait till I get to this news on...
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I know a lot of you have chosen to support InfoWars. We do our best to tell the truth. I make mistakes sometimes. We've got about a 98% accuracy rate when it comes to hardcore information and our general breakdown of how the world really works. We get dates wrong. We get little things twisted, but not on purpose. We're trying to tell the truth. We've proven we've got an incredible track record. We're only here because of your support. All right, we're going to go to Sean, Khalid, Michael, Chris, Donna, Matt, Danny, Steve, BW, and Jimmy. I'll try to get to at least all those callers. Sean in Nebraska comes after Khalid. Khalid in California, thanks for holding and calling on Sunday. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, oh, my God. It is such an honor and privilege to talk to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a privilege to talk to you. What's on your mind tonight, Khalid?
Well, Alex, just real quick, I've been a long-time listener. I thank God that he is using you to wake a lot of people up. I'm one of those people you woke up a long time ago, and I thank you for that.
I thank you, brother. We're in this together. I was once ignorant.
Absolutely. Anyway, Alex, so the mainstream media is apparently criticizing the president because he is calling Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi a dog. Well, he is a dog, and he is a coward, and I'm glad he's dead. He deserves it.
I mean, I get under Islam, dogs are seen as dirty, so maybe that's an insult that way. I think he's worse than a dog. More, I mean, like, blew his three kids up with him, reportedly?
Well, I mean, Alex, I can tell you he's in hell right now for what he did, because why would you take your kids with you? They're innocent. What do they have to do with you?
Well, I agree the guy's a coward. You know, he had people march out and do the killing for him of innocence. He wouldn't do it himself. What do you make of the Washington Post calling him austere and a religious monk, a leader, a bunch of sickening stuff? Let me pull up the exact quote.
Absolutely retarded. What do you mean he's a religious scholar? Are you kidding me? Blowing yourself up like you, what? You're not supposed to. That's a big no-no.
An austere religious leader, absolutely. Where do you think this is going now? Because they're demonizing Trump, that he said our military did a good job, that you never do that. Obama did endless victory laps on the whole bin Laden thing.
Well, Alex, you're right about Osama bin Laden being dead for a long time. You're the one who exposed that. So, I mean, that whole raid was a farce. And then them keep killing SEAL Team 6. I mean, you talked about that a long time ago. That's what I remember. So, I mean...
Biggest loss ever. They blew the helicopter up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think Alex, President Trump, he's taken his gloves off. And I know he's trying, but you've been talking about it. He has the evil bureaucracy and all these evil people that don't want him to succeed. But let me tell you, he's going to win 2020, and he's going to keep on succeeding. Because God and the people were with him.
I think God is with Trump, but we've got to support Trump. We've got to keep Trump on the straight and narrow and help him. But I totally agree. God bless you. Thank you, Khalid. All right, let's go to a caller in the great state of Nebraska. Let's go to Sean in Nebraska. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex. Long time listener, first time caller. I would just like to say you are one badass. You know what? I appreciate talking to you. I'll make this quick. I just want to get your opinion on the media making this guy was killed today such a great person. I was just wondering if this is finally the nail in the coffin for the establishment to finally.
Well, by the way, I woke up this morning and heard about it. And then I started seeing the headlines that the media was attacking Trump, that they were basically saying, praising him. And I didn't believe it till I saw it. I mean, that's like the joke, saying that if Trump cured cancer, people would say, how dare him. But they're literally now basically on the side of this jihadi.
Yeah. And as a stage 3 survivor of cancer, I would support him fully. I think the establishment is now scared that they took their top leader down. There could be ISIS whistleblowers. There could be lower ranked members. You know, all the thousands of fighters that are going back home now, they could be exposing these people. And I think they're scared. I think they're making them trying to sound so great, so it distracts us to think that they're not nothing bad.
Because we know Obama and Hillary did fund them. That came out even in Congress. And McCain was overseeing, and he was photographed with these guys. Wow, that's a good point.
And this will finally bring that to light, I believe. And when Trump was in his campaign, he said, and I thought he was crazy, Obama and Clinton created ISIS. Now that ISIS is gone, well, maybe gone, or their leader's gone, maybe this will finally expose through a whistleblower, through maybe getting linear sentences for these fighters, that maybe some stuff will finally come out. And also, quick question for you. Trump talks about protecting the oil, the precious oil. I've seen a video on YouTube about the petroleum conspiracy. I want your opinion on this. The video I've seen said petroleum, this man said petroleum was the second largest mineral in the world next to water, but they call it a fossil fuel to make it sound like...
Oh, absolutely. No, they've proven that some oil is from dead animals, but a lot of it is not from dead animals. That's a fact. They had to admit that like 70 years ago. And oil wells that have been emptied are filling back up everywhere. And so there's a big mystery to this. And it's really, really, really crazy. So there's probiotic oil, and then there's, I guess it's abiotic. It's been a while since I studied it. But yes, I've got a lot of family that's in a petroleum. And the point is that there's more and more oil they're finding all the time. There it is. The mysterious origin and supply of oil. Thank you. God bless you. You know who's been funding peak oil? The Saudi Arabians. You know who's been funding the anti-fracking movement? The Saudi Arabians, because they don't want competition. They've been funding the move to restrict U.S. carbon. You go, but wait a minute, they're one of the big exporters of it. It's all being done selective. It's only going to ban American exploration of carbon. We will pay the carbon tax. The Saudis and the Chinese don't. I watched the so-called Republican candidate debate. It was more vicious than the Democrats. How they're going to ban guns, how they're going to have carbon taxes, how they're going to arrest Trump. It was just disgusting to watch it. But what do you expect? Okay, let's take another caller here. Let's go to Michael in California. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Great to have you finally on the phone. I'm a first-time caller. I'm actually a chief engineer at one of America's distinguished military and aerospace contractors. And I love your show. I love the InfoWars team. I help fund the InfoWare, spreading the InfoWar as far as I can, even to the front door of Adam Schiff's office in Hollywood.
Well, that's awesome, brother. What's on? Well, God bless you. Thanks for doing that. We're all on the same team.
I got everything. I put everything on the monthly order. I do whatever I can to fund.
Well, sir, that defies the globalist. God bless you. I mean, without you, look, buying the products is just as critical as what I do on air. You don't do it, we're off the air. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you for being on the air. My comment for the day, for those of us that have taken the red pill, the media's criticism today only shows, that the president did the right thing. Like you've always said, man based on whose enemies, based on who his enemies are,
That's a great point. Do you think they've jumped the shark here, bad-mouthing Trump over this? It's crazy.
No, I think it's part of their plan. They're journal terrorist media. They're constantly defending authoritarianism, hedonism, globalism, and now the leader of ISIS, calling them, the austere religious leader. I mean, come on, really? The brainwashing is so over the top, it's hard to understand why we haven't completely overthrown it by now.
I think you're right. And they know they have to do the indefensible, so they're just doubling down their gaslighting us. And the question is, why are they still there? I totally agree with you. Thank you, Michael. Chris, Donna, Matt, Danny, your calls. BW, Jimmy, stay with us.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm really loving these phone calls. They're all making really great points. Appreciate you spending your Sunday evening with us. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central for the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Don't forget David Knight comes on 8 a.m. right before I do here on the InfoWars Network. And, of course, Owen Schroyer comes on right after I'm on 3 p.m. Central. You've got Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, that's excellent, 7 p.m. Central, and a lot of other shows and special reports as well at band.video. and we're up on the satellites and up on the radio and TV satellites. You can find that all in the affiliates link at InfoWars.com, right there in the Listen Live link for fine stations that want to pick us up. Now, let me just race back through your calls. I know I said I'd get into Soros, and I will do it next segment, but I don't know if I can do justice to it. I may have to start the show tomorrow with it. No, I'm going to do it next segment. I said I would. I got to get to it. But it's just incredible, the new development. And it's so powerful on so many fronts. But let's go back to your calls now. Let's go ahead and go to Vancouver, Canada. Let's go ahead and talk to Donna in Vancouver, Canada. Donna, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. I just wanted to tell you real quick. I know you have callers waiting, so I just want to say real quick that I love your show. I listen to you every day because I want to know what's going on. And you're the one who's there to tell us the truth. And I wish you all the best in the future. I hope you stay on the air for a long, 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 long time. And they're not going to win because you are. And thank you so much for being who you are and telling us the truth and letting us know what we have to do, especially you guys down there. You're all Americans and I'm not, but I understand your problems and you have.
Oh, we're all facing the same globalist. We're all humans. We're all in this together.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So thanks for you, Alex.
Thank you. You're a wonderful lady as well, Donna. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is just to tell you how much I appreciate your show and the news that came out yesterday from Mr. Trump. Yes, he had to do what he had to do. And those who criticize him, they're just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Well, that's my question is, why would they not just support it and then it's a non-story? Why would they attack it? It's just that they're crazy.
They are crazy. Very crazy. And, you know, my son got me tuned into you a long time ago. He found you on the internet and introduced you to me. And I'm so glad he did. He also listens to you every day. He's a young 37-year-old, very hardworking young man.
He's got a great mama. That's why he turned out good. Donna, give your son a shout-out.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, he works hard every day and listens to you when he gets home every night.
All right. Thank you so much, Donna. What a sweetheart. You know, Rush always said and still says, just say dittos. But I know folks want to listen. We're all in this together. I want to thank you. I mean, and we've come a long way. And that's what the Soros news is about. He admits he wants world government and that he's a globalist. Now, you're like, why is that a big deal? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center says it doesn't exist. So is the ADL. It's crazy. I have all these reports where they say I'm like an evil person because I talk about globalism. That's what David Rockefeller called it. He said we're globalists. I read stuff he wrote 40 years ago saying that. When I was 5 years old, David Rockefeller was using the term globalist. And 46 years ago, he started the Trilateral Commission to publicly set it all up. But they just talk to us like we're totally idiotic. Yeah, there's Facebook's now this saying it's anti-Semitic. What does that have to do with Jews? They always inject race into these things. This is crazy. But again, we're winning because now they have to just admit the whole thing. Let's talk to Danny now in Washington State. Danny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I'm actually in Portland, Oregon. I don't know how they mixed that up.
I'm sorry. Well, you're in Oregon. That's close enough to Washington.
No, I'm behind enemy lines either way.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Really appreciate what you're doing. Got my 51st shirt, state shirt today. Looks incredible. Great fit. High quality. About the Baghdadi takedown. I'm so happy that Trump did that under the radar and very careful. Communicating with the military and the generals and the people involved, keep it away from Congress and Skeletor Pelosi.
Exactly.
They would have obviously caused something to happen where we would have had troops killed. He would have gotten away. They would have put him in jail or prison, and then he would have disappeared like Epstein, whatever. He would have been
Well, we know the previous raids, ISIS was waiting since Trump got in, and we know that leftists have been leaking it to them because they used to command them. Of course they're trying to protect their little terrorist army that they use as an excuse to invade countries. Trump's just getting rid of the problem.
Oh, and it caught them totally off guard. I mean, they almost did. I feel like they've got to be looking back at their martyrization of this guy thinking, wow, maybe we acted too soon. I mean, we just they had no idea what to do, you know, and I noticed that everybody on the, you know, the leftist army out there is just complaining about the Situation Room photo, saying, oh, it looks like a photo op. Trump is probably not there at exactly the moment. And since when is a political photo op with the members of his cabinet and the general's conspiracy?
Well, sure. I mean, I've seen probably 10 clips today. We had time to play like six or seven of them. They're saying, how dare him politicize? This is unheard of. And then meanwhile, Obama grandstanding way worse than Trump ever did. It's just crazy. I mean, do they think we're that stupid? I guess they do.
I guess so. You know, I mean, living in a place like Portland, it's kind of sad. They are. A lot of people are that asleep. But I have noticed, you know, if you get them on one-on-one and you start talking to them, I wear a lot of InfoWars shirts. I mean, everybody I know and work with kind of gives me a hard time as they know I'm a fan and they just don't get it. But the more I talk to these people, the more, you know, they start kind of leaking out that they think the whole transgender progressive nonsense is nonsense and it's going too far. But, you know, it's like a whisper. They're just like, I do think that's kind of crazy. But they don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, like why should every major sport that women have be dominated by men say they're women? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is don't, quote, feminists get they're having their whole space taken over by a bunch of creepy men?
I've had a coworker that's gay, a coworker that's a lesbian with a shaved head, and she's saying, man, I just got to get out of Portland. It's so ridiculous. these people, and they're part of the you know, gay. I feel like they've got to be really resentful of the LGBT crowd now because it just kind of took over their movement of just wanting to not be, you know, just be accepted and have people not be bad.
Exactly. That whole movement has been people just wanting to be treated equal has been hijacked by the whole leftist agenda because Americans are open. And so, again, our openness has been used against us. Thank you so much. Great points, Danny. Well, that was another great caller. And I've got Chris, and I've got Matt, and I've got BJ, and I've got Jim. And I want to get to everybody. Let's cram in another one here. Let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. What's about Roger Stone in the Friday interview? Go ahead, Chris.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's great to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
It's such an honor, sir.
Thank you.
Hey,
go ahead.
I wanted to touch point. It was great having Roger on the show the other day. It was nice seeing him again.
Oh, yeah. That was a big deal, him coming on. He could, they're trying to put him in prison for a speech right now.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. You can't talk anymore in America. I don't know what happened here. But I just wanted to touch point real quick about the decriminalization message that you sent the president. And I think it's an incredibly smart message that you sent to him because it just needs to be decriminalized. And I think it would change public opinion towards the president, don't you?
Well, he already told the federal government to leave marijuana legalization to the states. And that's something Obama said he'd do and didn't do. So he's pretty much already delivered. But yeah, Sessions tried to block him on a bunch of that. And I think people have a right to do whatever they want. Marijuana is super strong now. People better be careful. But I think it should be decriminalized. We shouldn't load them up with prison. And Trump's pretty much done that. Thank you so much, Chris. Matt, BW and Jimmy, we're taking your calls, and I'm going to hit this Soros news first, though. It's really important, and I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow because I could talk an hour about this, but it's a big, 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 big deal. Stay with us.
All pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Won't you help to sing?
These are songs of freedom.
These songs of freedom. Cause all I ever have, redemption.
redemption.
But isn't Songs of Freedom everything?
Redemption.
Being independent, being strong, standing for what you believe in and knowing you're right and having a relationship with God. That's real wealth. Everything else flows from that. All right, let me hit the snooze. And then I'm going to finish with the calls. And I promise you tomorrow we're going to open the phones up again. And we're going to get into this. I need to spend at least two segments on this to do it justice. George Soros has come out in a New York Times interview that I need to read the whole thing on air because it's so sickening. And everything he says is the opposite. Like, I just want to battle censorship. And I just want freedom of speech in America. He's literally second only to Hillary, financing, running the suits, running the group, shorting Facebook so they would censor conservatives, admitting it. I mean, it's like saying Hitler was pro-Jewish or was a rabbi. And and how the Nazis don't like him and how he battles Nazis. The man was a famous Nazi collaborator. But the big thing about this article is globalism, a far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. This is an article when Trump was president-elect, November 16, 2016. It goes on to attack me as the leader of the anti-globalist resistance, and it says that I'm insane and none of it exists, and that no one wants to get rid of borders, and no one is funding Islam, and that Trump does what I tell him, and that's made up, but that I'm writing the talking points for Trump. Well, that's true. So, what's globalism? It goes on to say it doesn't exist, that I'm insane, and then I'm dangerous and I've got to be taken off the air. I'm going to read the whole thing tomorrow on air. Where'd the idea come from? Says I made it up. How does American fit into it? And the article ends, Mr. Jones then pivoted to what he thought was most important, the coming destruction of the globalist that hijacked the country, close quote. Primarily the news media, international business people. Soon they would be destroyed once and for all. Not international business people. I buy stuff from overseas. It means the globalist monopoly men. This is America's battling back to restore humanity and break the chains, he said. There's not going to be any detente. We know you're scum, and we're just here to let you know you're scum. Now, here's the new New York Times article. Friday. He says globalism's winning. Everything's wonderful. Trump's about to be gone. This is like a general knowing his troops are fleeing, leaving their weapons on the field 1,000 years ago. And he's saying, no, we're winning, charge. Like Custer trying to rally his troops at his last stand. He did that. He said, everywhere winning, charge. You know, I mean, you got to hand it to Soros. They say, oh, he goes, it says, yes, global government's good. Yes, he's a globalist. And it's conspiracy theorists are people that oppose it. And that they're winning. He acknowledged that it's his brand of globalism, that America first is bad. He says people tire of America first and that they understand it's the problem. He goes on to say they will now stand up against nationalist tendencies that are so dangerous. Yes, a nation even existing is bad. Because they set up these international groups and then they run everything through them. All it does is set them up as kings, and it goes on from there. And the article ends with Martin Luther King saying the arc of moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Soros says he doesn't agree with that. He says the arc of history doesn't follow its own course. It needs to be bent, he said. I am really engaged in trying to bend it in the right direction. So he's going to bend your arm because Martin Luther King said God bends towards justice. And I've seen that. It's true. It, in the end, good outs. Comes out on top. But no. Soros says he's God, which he's actually said in quotes before. He believes he's the Messiah. He's going to bend it the right direction. This is so heavy. Now I'm going to play the most sociopathic thing you've ever heard. This is his 1998 interview with 60 Minutes where he says that I helped the Nazis, I helped round up people, it was the best time of my life, but if I wouldn't have done it, somebody else would have done it. That attitude's why Eastern Europe collapsed beneath the Nazis. The Nazis would have tried that, a blitzkrieg in Texas in 1940, believe me, it'd have gotten stopped real quick because people wouldn't care one way or another. They'd have got out there with their guns when the tanks rolled through and climbed up on top and killed people. Now, nowadays, I don't know, not all of Texas left would probably bend over. But the point is that the idea that, well, I helped them because somebody else would is the attitude of slaves. So he's here telling you all of this. This is so evil. And now he's our savior that funds the liberal movement and brings in all the jihadis into Europe and here and all of it. And the guy is a monster. So here's a video report titled Project Sugar Daddy. Here it is.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection. I was 14 years old, and I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away.
At the center of George Soros, there's an inherent contradiction.
Which is,
on one hand, you're the capitalist who does not care about the social consequences of his act. And on the other hand, you are a philanthropist who cares only about social consequences.
I don't feel guilty because I'm engaged in an amoral activity which is not meant to have anything to do with guilt.
Some of the great listeners put that together. That's from him on 60 Minutes. He gave other interviews. That's not out of context. The last three callers, we're getting your numbers. Call me tomorrow during the weekday show. I'm out of time. But imagine he says in the New York Times Friday, I'm bending the will of the universe towards my justice. God doesn't bend towards justice and doesn't do things for providence. I'm going to do it. And the whole article is about how he's a sociopath, but how good that is. These people are sick, they're lost, they're evil. And his son literally funds and runs Antifa, an anti-free speech organization. The documents have come out. It's been in lawsuits. They physically attack men, women, and children to try to have free speech. And he's in an article about how he protects free speech against Trump and the right wing. Give me a break. No one's taking your speech, you monster. You're taking ours. You're an authoritarian demon. Drunk on the blood of the innocents since you were 14 years old. And there is a God, Soros, and he's going to destroy all of your works. All of it, like sandcastles falling into the sea when the tide comes in. The tide's coming in. The tide of nationalism's coming in and rising. Your tide, like every other petty dictator or control freak, is crumbling and going down. You were only here to test us. You talk about the will. You don't have a will. You're a slave of Satan. And Jesus Christ has come to free the people, the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for judgment to come upon Soros and all of his servants. In the name of Jesus Christ and the authority vested in him by his Father. God bless you all. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, reporting for duty.